Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
I love you, Doug.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you like we do most Tuesdays at 7 o'clock at the Upright, from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles. It's November 26th, Two Oceans 13. Yesterday, on a flight from Houston to LAX, was none other than, I mean, besides me, none other than Eric Estrada. Yeah. Who is not shy about loud cell phone conversations that are just bullshit. Text, think, or tank. Just spell it out for me. He didn't know which word they were trying to say. You know, if that bird had gone down, Ponch definitely would have gotten top billing in that news story. This has been another edition of Plane Droppers. Thank you. Tomorrow at noon Pacific time, because I don't know why people in other time zones would need to have this information, but maybe they'll be visiting. Tickets go on sale for the third annual 12 Guests of Christmas show right here at UCB on Tuesday, December 17th at 8 o'clock. We have a two-hour block for that show, and I asked every guest who was on last year to come back this year, and about 75% of them have already said yes, so it's going to be amazing. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At the Mark 318 tweeted, fun prank this weekend, run out of the theater and yell, it's catching fire! This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about being on fire. Tweets about men on fire, tweets about Denzel Washington. Tempe, Arizona. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the Improv on Sunday, and possibly due to holiday weekend or I don't know any other excuses, ticket sales are slow. So come on, Tempe. I think every time I play Tempe, I do this. I have to like rouse them to buy tickets. Wake up, Tempe. Get your shit together, Tempe. You surprised me last time. Let's do it again. And Jacksonville, Florida never lets me down. And I'll be doing stand-up at the Comedy Zone there on February 12th. The prize bag. This isn't part of the prize bag. I mean, I guess it could be, but I just want to put this on here. This is from my friends at AM Northwest in Portland, a Doug Loves Movies Thanksgiving face. They made a Santa one too, but I only walked out with the Thanksgiving one. Not here tonight, but somehow in the prize bag is Jonah Ray. What do you call this? A something inch? Seven inch? Okay. Congratulations, Jonah Ray, on your 7-inch. It's called This Is Crazy Mixed Up Plumbing. And we got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and we got a copy of Gateway Doug. And as promised recently on Getting Doug with High, my broken volcano. It's broken. I don't know how much it would cost to fix it, but I signed it and put it in the bag for somebody tonight to have to carry home. Or even better, I hope you're going to a club or something, and you have to carry around a bag with a volcano in it. And then also, again, no one involved in Alias is here tonight, but someone's going to win the complete first season, 6-disc set. Please give a big warm welcome to returning game winner Claire Kramer, along with Dan Telfer and Scott Aukerman. I thought maybe Claire was having her baby. That's why it was taking so long.
That would have been exciting.
Claire Kramer is back once again, you guys. Yay! Is this like week 5?
Yeah.
Week 5?
Nobody, now it really
nobody
is
can a beat a pregnant woman.
That's right.
I mean, I'm sure some people can.
I think her baby is whispering answers in her ear. Yeah. Or in her vagina, I'm sorry. Yeah. Her bottom ear.
And I'm listening.
She's winning for two, is what you're trying to say. Mm-hmm. Scott Aukerman, not ladies really. And gentlemen.
Hello. Wasn't really trying to say that.
Hi, America.
Claire was nice enough to bring as a gift this Alias collection. And Scott was nice enough to sign it.
Yep.
So thank
Thanks
you
for
that.
Watching. Is
it
what
makes
I
sense.
Yeah. You were a fan of Alias, right?
Yeah, I tried to write a spec one, or I tried to give one to
you
JJ
did?
At one point. Yeah.
Did it have the Rimbaldi Mishmingi?
No, I was trying to write a comedy one, like the Comedy X-Files episodes. I was like, JJ, you've never done a...
Like a musical.
Yeah, I knew who
episode.
JJ... Right. Yeah, I had one conversation with...
Hey, JJ.
Hey, JJ.
Here's what you need to do on that show that hasn't really caught on for the whole run. Probably isn't a good time to take chances. Comedy episode.
Comedy episode. So I started writing it, and then I got bored.
Aww. Got bored of trying to make Jennifer Garner funny.
I don't agree
she's
with that.
A
I
serious think she's, actress.
She's a very funny woman.
She's a delight in 13 mm-hmm. going on 30.
I was just going to say that.
Because
one of her best
a woman
pieces
acting
of work.
Like a 13-year-old, is it's very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
We did an interruption of Waterworld yesterday at CineFamily.
Oh, yeah?
And do you remember how Kevin Costner just was constantly hitting the women in that movie?
No.
Jean Triplehorn and Tina Majorino are our mother and a little girl who she pretends is her daughter, and he beats the crap out of them. At one point, he takes the little girl and just throws her overboard in a world filled of water. There's nowhere for her to go.
A water
she's,
world?
She's going... That girl is going to drown to death, and he just does it very casually. So it's pretty awesome that they were that was that crazy back then. Dan Telfer is here, everybody.
Hi.
Didn't mean to introduce you with a Waterworld rant.
No, I love drowning women.
No, you do not. You have a wife. And
I have two daughters.
Girls, yes.
That's a horrible thing
yes,
to say.
Settle
but...
down. I know you like to get out of the house, but you don't want to drown.
I'm very excited.
Kill women.
No. Well, if everyone here believed me, then we should call the police. Let's stop the comedy
Let's
show.
Do that. Let's call the police.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, press stop. Call the police.
Somebody's going to do it. Because they know that call's going to get on somewhere. Right?
If you're listening to this podcast, press stop, call the police, tape it, send it to Doug, and the best one...
Police tape them all, so they'll have it.
What are you doing with your water there,
don't
bro?
Don't release it right away. I'm removing the label because I am not a shill for this water brand. I'm not into Kirkland. Oh shit! not have mentioned it. Scott, is there new Comedy Bang Bang news? Anything breaking?
We still have episodes till the end of the year. I think we have three or four more left.
Ooh,
they're really good. Our big holiday finale with Zach Galifianakis is coming up, and we're working on season three right now and start shooting in January. Thank you.
Yeah, let's suppose there's people out there that don't have IFC.
Oh.
Imagine that those people
Why?
Exist.
Okay.
There's no reason to think about them, really. But if they do exist, how do they watch the program?
You're asking about the DVD release?
Or just whatever, okay. Like, how can they see it?
It's on iTunes and Netflix and Amazon. But yeah, our first season DVD comes out January 21st, I think, which we did a ton of extras where we have deleted scenes and totally separate interviews. Like, we did 5 minutes for every single celebrity that was not put in the show. I recorded all new commentaries with the characters who are in the episodes. So we have Andrew Lloyd Webber doing commentary for his episode and Don DeMello doing commentary for his episode.
There's not enough talk in talk shows, so you got to layer it
in
there.
We wanted to put the talk back in talk show,
yeah.
Finally, yeah. But
that sounds really fun.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff on it. I'm really proud of it. So, and if you still have a DVD player, you're getting in just under the wire.
Now, Dan Telfer, you are you're hosting Put Your Hands Together tonight.
That's right, I am.
Yeah. So that's normally hosted by Cameron Esposito.
That's her name.
What's her deal?
She went
she
for
all right?
Thanksgiving in Chicago. No, she's dad drowned her. her and her sisters are dead. Yeah, she is in Chicago for the Thanksgivings, and she's there with her lovely fiance, Rhea Butcher, and I'm here hosting in her stead.
Did That's you know great. Her in Chicago?
I did, yeah. We did the old open mics and shite together back in the day.
Fun.
Back in the day.
You really make them come alive with you, from your description. Sounds fun, is what I'm saying.
I hope your memory went into sepia tone.
It did, yeah. Anything, anything from yesterday.
You guys, 2006.
Is in sepia.
Why? That shit used to be so brown.
Why is... This is a real question. Why does the Wild West have a lock on sepia? You know what I mean? It's like if you see anything in sepia these days, it has to be the Old West.
Too much dust in the Wild West.
Oh, is that what it is?
They got dust on all their movie cameras back in the 1800s. Yeah. And there's all this sun that just fell on everything.
And why did sepia, like, come up? Why did it come about? Like, black and white not good enough for you?
No.
I think it was just sort of burnt black and white. Or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasn't that like how things used to look on accident? So people are recreating it now.
When film was being accidentally set on fire all the time.
Well, it was just getting old and turning brown, I think. It's my theory.
It doesn't burn if you leave it alone. Like, if you put film in a canister and put it in like an old stock room, it doesn't slowly catch on fire.
Well, it won't necessarily catch on fire, but it will deteriorate. Right?
No,
that's why
film lives forever. It's like the old saying goes.
No.
When I said I'd come on Doug
quality.
Loves Movies, I didn't know you guys would be talking about how the movies actually were made.
Doug loves film stock. And so good luck with your... Good luck. There's no reason to say that.
Good luck,
but
for
good
the
luck
thing
hosting
in an hour?
Your show in an hour.
I hope that goes well.
And you'll do the backstage interviews like she does? And
I
it'll
might
be
do
podcasted?
One. We'll see.
Podcasted?
We're going to podcast the fuck out of it.
All right. Well, maybe if I'm still around, you'll talk to me?
Okay. Are you going to die? Am I going to drown you? Or are you a lady?
I don't want to twist your arm or anything. Have you been to the movies lately, Dan?
No, because I'm a father, but I just watched the fuck out of The World's End on demand 2 nights ago.
Nice.
I watched it twice because it's really fucking good.
It's so good. I could watch that movie on a loop.
Well, 2 times is kind of like a loop if you put some hours
I'm like,
in the middle.
Start it up again. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I
love it.
I get frustrated at the end of those Edgar Wright movies, though, because they're so perfect.
Oh, okay.
But
you're going to give away the end.
Well, they set up sequels. There's like a fucking magical world at the end of every one of them where I'm like, let's do another fucking one, but then don't ruin
it. That's how you keep the fucking magic is just walk away. Like, have it just be one movie, and then that's
it. You set up the perfect sequel.
Has there ever been a sequel you like?
Well.
Yeah, of course.
We can talk about that.
Yeah.
Do you like sequels?
Well, I like Catching Fire.
You did?
Yeah, I loved it.
Ooh.
Really?
I thought it was better than the first one.
I heard
did
one
you hope
clap
that
in the
would...
back. I've never heard that before. One person. That's it. Yeah, shut it down.
And that person was just trying to
they want me
change
to...
into an animal.
Help me. No, I thought it was. I thought it was amazing. I thought it.
Why did the bird just fly out of the
theater?
I'm
a big fan of the franchise, and I thought it was a great
franchise. I love franchises, just in general. Yeah. Subway sandwiches.
Such a like. Yeah. Franchising.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily thought it was better than the first Hunger Games because I didn't care for either of them, but I also am strangely excited for the third one because it seems like the first two are setting up something that truly interesting in the, in the third one.
The third one is going to be truly interesting.
The third
interesting.
One smells like it'll have less Stanley Tucci, which I don't really care for. I don't know what he's going for in that portrayal other than just being relentlessly smarmy for no particular reason. Like I would like to see that character like off the set talking about how he feels about what he's doing.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. Because nobody gives a shit. Like, in that movie, they barely even show you... how does the TV show even work? Like, are there's just cameras in everything?
Here we go again. Back to cameras. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, if you take the logo literally, Doug loves cameras.
Yeah, Doug loves
and
cameras.
And especially movie cameras.
There's hyper cameras. There's cameras everywhere. So. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean,
you know, hyper camera.
Like, what movie in the history of movies, and there is none, so don't answer, depicts a television program that never shows a person in their living room watching that program and reacting to it?
You guys, know what I mean? Said it's don't weird. Answer it, but I really feel like we should.
I know,
really
I kind of want to answer.
Do you have an example?
No.
Dan?
No.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't. Because there isn't one.
I just want to bait you.
Have you been in the movie, Scott?
Yeah, I saw her last night.
What?
I saw her last night.
The movies?
Yeah, I saw her last night.
Her!
The Spike Jones movie. Which
you
is
saw the
amazing.
Movie Her.
Yes,
last night. I thought you.
Wasn't that
I
clear?
Thought you just. I thought you treated movies like boats, and then I saw her last night.
I do do
and
that.
We don't know which one. And.
I thought it was great.
Scoop.
Was, you saw it as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Lots of great award buzz.
I saw, what's that one? The
would
Jason
you nominate
Reitman?
Scarlett Johansson for Best Supporting Actress?
I would.
Actress,
she was great.
Even though you don't see her?
I was skeptical about that going in, but I thought she was fantastic.
Right?
The one that and it's Jason Reitman's movie. I saw that. Almond Joy? Can that be right?
No.
What's it called?
No, it's called Baby Ruth.
Oh, right. Baby Ruth.
Idiot.
Baby Ruth.
Now, what's he talking about? What are you
Jason
talking
Reitman's
about?
Movie?
Labor Day. Labor Day. Yeah, yeah. Almond Joy, Labor Day. Synonymous.
That just for some reason Almond Joy was all I could
it's
think of.
It's what you do every Labor Day.
I saw that. I kind of wonder what the point is about.
Yeah,
that.
You were busy thinking about candy bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Nebraska, that's really good too.
Nebraska's good.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's in black and white.
Oh.
Sorry to break it to you.
Sorry.
Sorry, this is how you had to find out. Because Scott is colorblind, and he wouldn't know.
But I love movies like, you know, Citizen Kane or The Godfather. Those are my favorite movies.
You're really sticking your neck out on that one.
I just Casablanca. Like, give me a film like that. That's what.
All right.
Maybe it's just
that's for
me,
you.
But
I don't know about that one.
I just enjoy a good movie like that. Gone with the Wind.
What about the Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie? How do you feel about that one? Mm-hmm. Since you like, you know, those movies.
I don't. What is that?
The DC of the B. You don't know what he's talking about.
You don't ever get down with some fucking.
No, what is that?
It's a surrealist movie about people who go to a dinner party and then can't leave and they go crazy.
That's how I feel. Right now, listening to that story.
Does Godot ever show up to that party?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, but I think the walls melt and some birds show up.
Oh, the walls melt.
You know that kind of movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's a walls melty.
Yeah, I just thought you were saying one word, and I didn't know what walls melt was.
It's a walls melt.
The walls melt.
The walls melt.
Isn't that a little girl's name? Kuina Walls or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Who was going to play Annie?
Yeah, she
before,
is. Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
She was replaced.
It's a hard knock life.
Oh, no, she replaced.
She replaced someone.
Jada Smith.
Or, what?
Willow Smith.
Willow Smith.
Oh, man.
But Jaden Smith.
Okay.
Jaden Smith was going to play Annie.
That would have been exciting.
That's a tough day replacing Will Smith's daughter if you're a producer.
Oh, she can whip her hair back.
Oof, forth. My goof.
So, this is a part of the show where I say, does anyone hunger for games and catching fire? I will set you on fire if you hunger for games. Gentlemen and lady, please pick your name tags from this delightful array of name tags that people have brought. Jordan retired his baseball long ago, but Jordan baseballs show up at shows all over the country, Jordan. Of course, I know you're about to
Can
give
you
birth,
bring it to
but
me?
She wants you to bring it to her.
I'm demanding.
And while those guys look for their name tags, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back!
Yay!
Yeah!
Clap, motherfuckers!
Nice name tag selection, you guys. Did a great job, I could see. Dan, tell us who you're playing for. Hold it up.
I'm playing for Sherry of the Dead. It's on the name Sherry looks like it's printed out of an employee. Sort of, what do they call those? Label maker dealios onto the Shaun of the Dead DVD. And on the back, she has hidden her shithead from me because she does not trust comedians who have mush mouths and just go, oh, what the fuck is this? Willem Dafoe, durr. So I don't even know who that shithead is. I have to dig through this post-it maze that she made for me if I want to read who the shithead is. Should I do it? Should I just cheat? I'm going to cheat. I'm going to find out who it is. Because you can trust me, Sherry. I won't just blurt it out. I know what it is, you guys.
Claire, just in case listeners are thinking I left the room.
Yeah.
Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Brittany. Oh, that's a
nice one. Scott Aukerman.
I'm playing for Amy.
Dude.
We got all lady contestants up here. I like that. I have a multicolored rabbit. I don't know what this means, Amy. You painted it multicolors? It looks like Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Rabbit. Yeah. It was red and yellow and green and orange and blue and black and ochre and violet.
No,
and
it's like a Jerry Garcia rabbit.
Ooh, hey, I like yeah. your style.
A lot of
you get high, huh?
That's what...
All right.
Not right now.
She comes and stands around backstage while we're smoking, and we're like, should pregnant women be back here? And she's like, it's all right.
There is not.
This is number four.
There is not one study that shows that pot is hazardous to a baby.
Oh, well, then we should start one. Let's keep track of Claire's
yeah.
baby.
But that's the kind of thing that a stoner says without any actual research to back it up.
There is no proof, man. Yeah. Not cool. We're not totally sure, you know. I mean, my mom did everything, not weed, but she drank and shot heroin and
fucked a lot of dudes.
Yeah. And look at how good I blow the flower roll. All right, let's do this. I don't know, what am I looking in my pockets for?
I don't know, you were digging like motherfucker in this.
Yeah,
pockets.
I know, I was excited you were going to pull out.
I got
out.
What I need right here.
I didn't realize you were vining our things or I wouldn't have talked for 10 years about my DVD.
No, it was fine, I just vined the first part. I didn't vine the whole thing.
Don't worry, he cut you off.
You didn't get the whole 8
seconds.
Well,
I know he cut me off, but I think the first part was me going, I'm looking forward to seeing that way.
It'll be fine, yeah, check it out. And you guys watch At Midnight on Comedy Central.
Yeah, watch the shit out of that, you guys.
Dan is behind the scenes over at that show.
I'm the social media producer for that show.
Is that the title you have?
It is.
Social media producer. Interesting.
How hard is it to find the Leonard Maltin app on your phone?
When does this thing start?
We're going to get this going any second.
No wonder you're constantly running over.
He's building a new
Jesus.
App.
You think that's why I run over?
Oh, he's trying to vine. He's actively.
I'm finishing my fucking vine because they.
You're
get...
doing the vines in the middle of the show? Let's get to it. This show is people actually listening to you vine.
How many people have liked it so far?
I just put it up.
Right.
I just finished it.
I'll ask you again in 3 seconds.
It's just you lose vines when you don't finish
during
them.
Your oh live performance. God.
I was counting on the comedy repartee of the panel to fill that time, as it usually does.
We're too interested in you, Doug. We want to look at you.
It usually happens. Yeah, you guys are just obsessed with me and my phone. My favorite is when somebody's on the show for the first time and I start to play Leonard Maltin game and they go, who are you texting? I'm just like, oh, you son of a bitch. You never listen to this show.
I do love when you see those shows where people, like the comedian, like instead of bringing a notebook on stage, they bring their phone on stage. Like it doesn't look like they're playing Candy Crush, like while they're doing their jokes.
People read their jokes from their phone?
It's horrible.
Instead of just bringing up a notepad or whatever?
Yeah, like it's the new notepad, Doug. Your fucking phone.
I don't approve. I don't approve.
And then they'll be like, I don't have a good enough reception to read my notes. Like you give a shit.
Claire gets to go first. And then we'll go to, since Scott's giving me the signal, we'll go to Scott.
I was scratching my forehead, but okay.
The universal
what
sign.
What game are we playing, by the way? I don't know if you've said what game we're playing.
Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah. What do you mean right away?
Sometimes there's other shit.
No, we got to be done. Tonight
we're in the middle of the other shit right now. Yeah.
Tonight we're getting done at 7:45 no matter what. Because this show doesn't go long because I vine.
No, I'm hosting the next show. You can just fucking go.
We'll see. You get to pick a category, Claire.
Okay.
At Miguel Dalmau, D-A-L-M-A-U. Hope I pronounced that right.
It's an unfortunate name.
Yeah. He suggested Forrest Chump. And that's a movie where someone is killed in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a rather harsh attitude about murder victims in the woods. At I did this for Doug LM, so this person created an account just to suggest this category, and I applaud them for doing
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's good work.
Yeah. Suggests Bay of Pigs, and that's movies that take place in San Francisco that have cops in them.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
And your third, I'm glad you're interested. And your third option is We Shot a Zoo. And that, of course, is movies that have hunting in them. So, kind of similar categories. Killed in the Woods, or Hunting, or Cops
Guns.
In San Francisco.
Guns and animals. In
okay. What was the parameters of the first category? The Killed in the Woods?
Someone is killed in the woods. So, that's like, your precious Hunger Games movies would qualify.
Okay, let's do that one.
But, of course, those will not be the answer.
You hope.
No. I'm looking right at it, Claire.
All right.
Yeah, I put it in there.
Are you trying to throw me off?
I made it happen. Would you like a movie where someone is killed in the woods from 2003 or 2011?
2011.
Okay. 3.5 stars from Leonard. He really liked this. He says this movie is Canadian.
Great review, Ed.
So detailed.
He also says that this movie is ingenious, and he also says that the two lead characters are actors are wonderful in the title roles. Yeah, from 2011, and he lists 10 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Claire?
2011.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like a due date?
Like now?
Or it's supposed to happen right now?
No, I mean it could happen any moment.
All right.
Hey, that like, thing about water breaking, like that's just a euphemism,
but
right?
But
how will we know if when you're wearing pants? We want to have like a dramatic puddle on the floor.
Trust me, you would know, but that's not going to happen. I'm going to say 10 cuz I'm not really sure.
Okay. She says 10, Scott.
I'm giving you the sign.
Yeah, you gave me the signal.
I'm going to say I can do it in 7.
That multicolored rabbit looks like it's just watching out for you.
I mean, yeah.
It's your guard rabbit. He says 7, Dan.
Scott, name that movie.
Will do.
3.5 stars, 2011, Canadian.
Ingenious.
And
titular characters.
Titular characters are wonderful in their titular roles. And your 7 names are Alexandra Arsenault? Travis.
You're going to need a correct spelling.
Travis, Arsenault.
Thank you.
Travis Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. Shaylin Simmons, Christy Lang, Brandon McLaren, Philip Granger. How many names is that?
Six.
And Jesse Moss.
All Canadians. No wonder I've never heard of them.
Do you have an idea what it is?
Someone's killed in the woods, Canadian, two main characters.
2011.
I'm going to say Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
It does have the word "and" in it. Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
I actually was I was trying to remember the name of that because that's what I thought it was. Because Tim and Eric tried to send me their movie, the $1 billion movie, before an interview I was doing with them, and they sent me that movie instead. And I watched literally 25 minutes of it, thinking it was just
that
it was Tim and Eric's movie, that it was just like a funny prologue to their thing. And I was like,
you're like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
though.
And then finally at minute 25, I'm like, I gotta look up the actors in this. And I looked it up and figured out what the title was. So I feel,
that's
unfortunately,
hilarious.
I couldn't remember the title.
Did you like those 25 minutes?
I thought it was okay, but it's like when you think you're seeing something, I just kept going, well, that's not
that
funny.
Does it have no opening credits? Or were you just like,
it
Tim
had
and
no
Eric?
Opening credits, yeah. But I just kept going, that's not that funny. But I don't know, Tim and Eric, I don't know. But right. Like maybe it's anti-comedy or something. Like so that's not the right state to watch
like
a movie.
It's very dark and dark.
And now you know why the show runs long. Because people have interesting things to say.
That's
right.
And I can't control. I can't stop you. Claire is on the board. Speaking of unstoppable.
I believe Dan is on the board.
What?
She can have my point. Whatever.
Is this how she won 5 weeks in a row?
I just accidentally
I was
going to
keep my mouth
woman.
Shut. I was like, okay.
Yeah, she took that point happily.
She was ready to jump in there on six names.
Yeah,
but when someone accidentally gives her a point, she's just mum.
Yeah.
Literally.
Dan's on the board. Dan's got points!
Yay!
Good job, Dan.
That means, since Dan challenged Scott, that means that Claire gets to go first. And then we'll go to Dan. And Claire gets picked between these following categories.
Okay.
Would you like, at I Eat Your Dog suggested.
Whoa.
That person suggested, we are farmers. And that's movies that have sheep in them.
I love it.
Tricked you guys with that before. The Thin Red Line is movies where the title is misspelled. And at bottom of Q suggested France Says Ha. And that's the films of Jerry Lewis. Which one of those tantalizing, never been picked categories?
The Thin Red Line.
Oh, that's a good one because you get three options. Would you like a movie that was misspelled from 89, 91, or 93?
89, 91, 93.
All right. Three stars from Leonard. He calls this movie offbeat.
He's generous with his stars in all the categories tonight.
1993. And he says that it is effectively ironic and well acted by its talented cast. Six names.
Wow, that's it.
Mm. Yeah. What do you think of that, Claire?
I say six.
I say that's why you're still here week after week, because you're a smart player. Dan?
Five names.
Also, I brought in Scott and Dan to take you down, Claire.
Name it.
It's not your turn.
I also brought them
you know
in
what?
Because I
pregnant,
forget
so.
How the rules work when there's a pregnant woman. Scott? Dan says five.
93. It's got a misspelled title. It's ironic. It's offbeat.
It's three stars.
Three stars.
Effectively ironic.
Effectively. Only six names, too. Gosh. I'm going to say name it.
Hmm. How many did you get? Five?
Five names? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm semi-confident in you.
I'm semi-hard.
In who? Gregory Mars Martin. That's three names.
Uh-huh.
That's three of your five names?
Yes. Sierra Pechur, P-E-C-H-E-U-R. And here's where it gets good. Michelle Forbes, David Duchovny, and Juliet Lewis.
Oh, shit.
Yes, right? It's misspelled, whatever it is. And you have 83 seconds.
Really? That's a lot of seconds.
I meant three to eight seconds.
Yeah, I don't think this is right, but is it existence?
No, that isn't right.
It's misspelled-ish.
Yeah, no, you at least you named something that's misspelled. But who challenged you to name it? Scott did? Scott is on the board.
Californication.
No. California.
With
California. It's California.
Isn't that weird, though, that he was in two
separate
things?
That's a great movie, by the way.
I like that movie a lot. It's effectively ironic.
You started...
And offbeat. It's totally offbeat.
It was offbeat, for sure.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Californication was spelled with a K and it was like a sequel to that movie?
It would be so much more interesting than just with a C.
I would like him to murder people instead of just, making quips all the time.
I agree.
Yeah. So we have a two-way tie between Scott and Dan, and Claire is, for once in our damn lives, is bringing up the rear. You're gonna have the baby the next week, right?
I mean,
right?
Theoretically.
And then what do you do what's your maternity leave situation? Like, how long before you start, like, going out and about again?
Well, this time I'm kind of lucky because I'll have the baby before the holidays, so I'll have that month.
Sure, you can sit out holiday month.
Yeah, I mean, I've had set calls, like, 3-4 weeks after a kid, and that kind of is difficult.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen this time because it's the holidays. So
do you,
I'll be rocking and rolling in January.
Do you need a babysitter?
Do I? Oh,
yeah. Well, that was a little deeper than I thought it would come out.
I know some really good ones.
Yeah.
Do you need someone to stare at your children?
Or throw them in water?
I could drown your children.
Yeah.
No.
This is exciting.
This is truly a nail biter.
So what happened that last time? Scott...
I challenged and won.
Yeah, yeah.
So they challenged.
You challenged Dan, so we start with Claire again.
She's picking all the categories.
And then we go with Scott. I know.
There's some weird con going here.
No,
she's going to pull this out.
This will be tricky for her to pull it out. And I will have to apologize to put your hands together if she does, because it'll take a while. Claire, would you like Beat Me Up, Scotty? Mm. That's movies where Simon Pegg hits someone.
Okay.
The Man with One Red Shoe. That's movies where someone is shot in the foot.
Oh.
Or Life Takes Visa, which of course is movies where someone gets deported.
Let's go with the shot in the foot.
All right. Get rid of that category. It's been lingering for a while. 1991 is the year. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is assured and fast moving. And he also says that someone in the movie is in desperate need of a hairstylist.
Oh. So many details.
Yeah. Desperate need of a hairstylist. That is one of the worst clues I've said out loud. There's no way you'll think of this movie based on that clue. But now, maybe you will, because now you know what a crazy clue
that
it is.
That I should disregard that clue.
Yeah, and Leonard names a whopping 11 names in the cast of this film from 1991.
Okay.
Where someone gets shot in the foot.
Desperate need of a hair style.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, that you shouldn't concern yourself with that.
Leonard Maltin, heal thyself. Has he ever looked in a mirror?
His hair is fine. It's just man hair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. 9.
Claire says 9. Name's Dan.
Have you gone over the prize bag yet?
What do you mean gone over it?
Have you said what's in there?
Yeah.
You talked about the alias thing. Why, do you have something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Yes, but...
What did you put in there?
Jonah Ray 7-inch.
Yeah. Yeah, I mentioned it. I forgot to attribute you to having brought that. Oh, yeah,
you did before that. It came out. How many did you say?
I said 9.
I'll do 5.
Handed the win over to Scott, I think.
Dan, I gotta say, name that movie.
All right. I mean, that sounds like maybe you have kind of an idea already or something.
Yeah.
All right, here's your 5 names. Tom Sizemore, Julian Reyes, Vincent Kinn, spelled Klyn, K-L-Y-N. The great Vincent Klyn. Sydney Walsh and John Philbin are your 5 out of 11 names.
Oh, movie, shit.
2.5 stars, 1991. And it's assured and fast moving. Not unlike Scott Aukerman himself.
What's that now?
He said you're very attractive.
You're
Wiley.
Assured and fast moving.
Oh, okay. Claire and I were whispering back and forth.
Yeah. We knew the last
one. I got the digits.
We think we know this one.
I have a weird fetish where I want to have sex with a pregnant woman on the day they have their baby.
Wait, before they have it or right after?
During. I want to be the thing going in that something's coming out.
Well, you know, that does help get the process
does
going.
It?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Lubrication.
It's not just an old wives' tale, you know?
Hitting the old mucus plug. What?
Too far. Name the movie.
What's happening? Do you have to answer
What I
this?
Said was classy. What you said is disgusting.
The mucus plug is a beautiful part of the body that people try to wash away as quickly as possible. I thought I knew it, and I don't. So let's say it is Willow.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was that, and I already forgot what the name of it is because my memory's great, but the fucking ambulance movie when it was
Bring
Tom
Out Your
Sizemore.
Dead?
Yeah.
That was
way after that.
Before that, I thought it was that that movie where everybody shoots at each other and the one guy has bleached hair.
I thought it was True Romance, but I feel like I'm off on the date on that.
Yeah, I thought that's what I meant.
I was going to say, but I don't think this is right either. Wait, what was my other guess? Hold on.
We're all really good at movies, you guys.
It was either, I think I'm wrong on the date too, Reservoir Dogs, but that's not right.
Sizemore wasn't
in it. Yeah. But then the other, my backup answer was something.
What was your backup answer? Well,
that was True Romance. That was my third choice. My second choice now, I can't remember.
The rest of the names were James LeGros, John McGinley, Laurie Petty, Gary Busey, Keanu Reeves, and in need of a new hairstylist, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
He's a surfer.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, why give him a hard time about that hair?
That's like saying Annie is in need of a new hairstylist. It's like, come on. It's iconic.
She is.
Yeah, she's running from giant magical boars all day.
She's got stupid hair. Scott Aukerman is our winner.
Yes! In your face! In your pregnant face!
Finally, someone.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Like, everyone was going easy on you, I think. Not true. You were a great player the entire time. And
She barely got to play tonight. But that's the luck of the draw, huh? Well, anyway.
Scott, what are you doing next week?
I could be here.
How about 2 weeks from now?
I don't know.
3 weeks from now, you'll definitely be here.
I definitely will be here.
12 guests
for
Christmas.
Yeah.
On sale tomorrow at noon.
Oh, next Tuesday, I'm seeing Walter Mitty, supposedly.
Okay, so we'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? I could do 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get Brittany up here to select a shithead. And Scott, I know we talked about Comedy Bang Bang and when it's coming out on DVD and all that stuff, but is there anything else pertinent you want to plug?
I'm on Podcastathon. Will this be out before then?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, watch Podcastathon this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Noon to midnight, I think. All a benefit for Smile Train, and people can see that. I forget where they can see it, but
Pardcast.com or Laughster.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be there. Phil Hendry's coming by.
Zach Galifianakis.
Andy Richter.
Yeah, a lot of good people this year. So
it's going to be great.
Yeah, let's raise some money.
Let's do that.
That sounded really weird coming out of my mouth.
Let's not raise roofs anymore.
Yeah.
There's no reason to raise the roof. We need the roof to stay where it is.
Yeah.
Let's raise some money. For Smile Train with the roof of children's mouths.
Yeah, the roofs of their mouths.
Claire, what do you got going on besides this baby thing?
The baby thing, you can watch Big Ass Spider.
Is there a chance the baby just might be good where it's at and just not want
to
leave?
It's starting to feel that way, dog.
Will you text me when you go into labor?
I sure will.
Because I want to tell all the listeners when it's happening.
I will. And okay. I hope it's today or tomorrow. I would really like it to be.
Claire, is your character in the Buffy comics?
No.
No? Oh, wow.
No.
Were you killed in Buffy?
No, I wasn't killed.
So you might be coming back then.
In that show that doesn't exist anymore.
In that show that is...
But the comics are like canon and they're still going.
They talked about whether Glory body jumped into Giles.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I like to body jump into Giles, if you know
what
I mean.
That's right.
I don't know what you mean.
At least 3 inches in my body.
You want to break his mucus plug.
Yep.
Hey, Brittany, did you want this thing back? Yeah, sure, why not?
Amy, come get your thing.
And the come get the prizes, Amy. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yay!
There you go, Amy. I know you're Brittany, but I thought it was funny to just give it to you.
A thank you is
usually
in order for someone who wins a person a thing. She didn't give me a look.
At the very least, like a kiss on the mouth.
Yeah, if not a thank you, I'll take one of those.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Very, very least. You here with your husband? She's looking at that guy like, who? Kiss him.
It's the Doug Loves Movies Kiss Cam.
Woo!
When you hear Doug say, kiss him, you know it's on you.
All right. And Dan, what do you got going on?
I have a show I'm headlining in Chicago on December 28th at the Main Stage Theater. If you're in Chicago, you should go see that thing. And fucking at midnight, still playing hashtag games and stuff on the social medias till it comes back on January 6th. So.
Yeah, so follow at midnight, follow at Dan Telfer, at Claire Kramer, at Scott Aukerman. And just the mildest of apologies to put your hands together because you're hosting it tonight and you're sitting right here.
We're going to make it.
And we're only 3 minutes late. And as always, Rick Perry is a shithead, y'all. I read the whole thing. They wrote
it's
y'all.
It's very important. I'm glad you got
y'all.
It.
Y'all. And you probably want your Shaun of the Dead DVD back, right?
Yes.
Is it in there?
Yes.
All right. There you go. Oh, it's not yours? You had to borrow it? Yes. Oh, nice catch.
Oh, nice catch.
Nicely done. And that kid from Waterworld is a shithead.
Now it's time for just a bunch of other talking. Eyes of world is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause the